I love them from afar, and know I see the power of God coming, and the cloud covering the whole earth. Go you out to meet him and say,
tell us, art thou he that should come to reign over thy people Israel?
I adore rich and poor, one with another.
Go ye out to meet him and say,
now, O thou shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a sheep,
tell us, art thou he that should come?
Stir up thy strength, O Lord, and come
to reign over thy people, O Israel.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
I look from afar, and lo, I see the power of God coming, and the cloud coming with the Lord.
Go ye out to meet him and say,
tell us, art thou he that should come to reign over thy people?
Please join me in a responsive reading from your book.
The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. It won't be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant with me, even though I was their husband, declares the Lord.
Don't let them return to foolish ways. God's salvation is very close to those who honor him, so that his glory can live in our land.
Faithful love and truth have met. Righteousness and peace have kissed.
Truth springs up from the ground. Righteousness gazes down.
Give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility.
That in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. you so much for coming out this evening. We're poised in a very special place. Next year will mark the 40th year of the Mendel Simon Center project. Seems impossible, although my doctor says 40 years have passed. We're building a new building. I say we. Believe me, I'm not building it. But it's on the corner of UBC, across the street from Regent. It's just beautifully, beautifully placed. And our vision for this is that it be a place where Christian students, students who are seeking about faith, can come together from all denominations. In fact, we will welcome people from other faiths. We want them to talk about faith and learn to think in the context of the university, in the context of people their age, in the context of getting away from home, getting away from the home congregation, and trying out their wings of faith. Now, there are some very important people helping on this. Wanda Fraes, are you here? Please stand. I have bad eyesight. Wanda is our new director of Menlo Hall, and in Menlo Hall is the Pax House, which will house the students going to university. What's the other place called?
Haven.
And that's where couples will live, and that's sort of a market rental. And then there's a peace center there as well. So it's three projects under one roof. We're really supporting the student side, I guess you would say. So if you have any questions about it, start with her. I mean, I'll give you answers, but she actually knows. Very helpful. Thank you. Rebecca Stanley. Up you go. Rebecca is the chair of what we've been calling our Student Life Committee, and she's the one looking after what the student resident handbook will be like, how to register, what will students do when they're together. It's a rather formidable project. But do see Rebecca. Kevin, you've probably received a bulletin from Kevin. He's our president. And Kevin used to live in the Mendel Simon Center ages ago and has been with the project for ages. And is looking after finances, IT, all sorts of things. And he records for us. So if you have questions, please ask. And if you know of anybody thinking of going to UBC, tell them about us. And now we return to a theme that I hope will also be a theme of the center. A theme where students can find comfort when they're in December and exams are hitting and they suddenly realized maybe they didn't do quite enough and they're focusing, and will their health hold and what lies ahead in life. There's so many things going through their minds and we pray comfort for them. Comfort, O my people. We're going to sing the refrain, and then we'll ask you to join.
Comfort those who sit in darkness. Boy.
his primer. O God, my Creator and Redeemer, give me grace always to remember thee, and when I am troubled, to fly to thee for comfort and succor. Strengthen me that I faint not, but ever trust in thy mercy, through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit this night, for you have redeemed me.
O God of goodness and truth, keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings.